Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The discovery and publicizing of Crater Lake came about in fits and starts in the mid-1800s as stories of a great body of water emerged from a variety of sources. A group of Jacksonville residents who visited what they called the Great Sunken Lake in 1865 guessed the lakeshore to be about 2,000 feet below the rim, a nearly accurate estimate. They thought the lake was 10 to 12 miles across, about double the true measure. In a report published by the Jacksonville, Oregon Sentinel, the group said there was no beach along the lakeshore and no way to reach or measure the depth of the water. Their poetic report said, "It lies silent, still, and mysterious in the bosom of the everlasting hills, like a huge well scooped out by the hands of the giant genie of the mountains. In the unknown ages gone by, and around it the primeval forests watch and ward are keeping." The Sentinel report was reprinted by newspapers across the country. Later in the year, two Fort Klamath soldiers climbed down the perpendicular walls to the lake waters. The name Crater Lake came later. Today's episode of As It was written by Todd Keppel, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.